Hey guys, hello, hello, happy Friday. Jumping on Facebook Live and Instagram Live. Hi guys, how are you? Good to see you on this fabulous Friday. I like to call it fun Friday. So as you guys are jumping on, it's exciting. Here we are in Southern California, and a lot of you guys are jumping on from all over the world, which is exciting. We've extended our reach, as so many people have, through Facebook and Instagram. It is a new day of social connection. And hi, as you guys are jumping on, hello. Good to see you guys here jumping on. And we've said it's fabulous Friday wherever you are. And it's an exciting day. We've got a lot to talk about today at the prayer wall as you guys are getting on. Hi, Sue. Hi, Sophia. Good to see you guys getting on. And we're going to talk a little bit today about an interesting topic. I want to talk to you about the Twilight Zone. Yeah, come on. It is a crazy world that we're living in right now, right? Hello, good to see you, Cynthia, Naomi, as you guys are getting on. Hi, Helen. Always good to see you, Helen. And the hearts are going up. You know, we said yesterday, and I think it's really relevant, the new amen on social media and virtually is hearts. Thumbs up, hearts. That's our new way of saying amen. Amen and amen, as you guys are actually giving me that right. We're in agreement, right? We're going yes, thumbs up, and hearts. We're living in a new day. We're living in a virtual day. And as of March and COVID-19, our world drastically changed. And actually, it's probably changed forever. Not everything we're doing now, but some things have changed our world forever. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today as you guys are getting on. Hi, Karen. Good to see you. I always love your prayers, sending out prayers to us. But I want to take a moment, you guys, and talk to me a little bit about this. I love our chat. I love the fact that you guys can get in there, and Rachel's on the other side with Women of Influence and responding to your prayer request and your questions, and it's just this new social day that we're living in. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the Twilight Zone. Hi, Carla Ann. Good to see you on. Oh, she always has smiley faces. She is our joy. So many of you guys just bring such joy to my heart. But okay, so here's my thought. I have to admit, I've been watching more TV than usual. And have you seen the new commercial for the new Twilight Zone? And I was not a big Rod Sterling fan. I didn't watch a lot of it. My dad watched it. He liked it. And it was this ultra universe, you know, that you'd kind of go into, and everything seemed weird. Everything seemed odd. And there was always kind of this moral ending they wanted to kind of say, whatever the episode was. But yesterday, Phil and I had to go out. We're working on the empowerment program, and we're working with some different distribution centers. So we had to get out. And I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. And here's what I wrote down. Streets are empty. Stores are vacant. Shelves are bare. Families are separated. Government is in control. And I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. It was this ultra universe that I just entered into. Let me say those again. Streets were empty. Stores were vacant. Shelves were bare. Families are separated and government controlled. And I'm saying, where am I living? What's going on in my universe? This is not how I thought April 2020 would look. Don't you agree with me? I mean, things have changed. Listen, birthday parties are put on hold. Funerals are put on hold. Weddings are put on hold. Birthdays, weddings, funerals, graduations. How sad for kids today in 2020. So it's just like everything is different than I thought it would be. My sweet daughter-in-law, Kim, is having her big 40th birthday party, and it had to be put on hold. Pastor Phil is actually doing a wedding this weekend via Zoom. He's doing a Zoom wedding. What kind of world are we living in? So this is what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about a verse in Matthew 6:31. We're going to chat about it for a few minutes because I think it's so applicable for where we are today. Here's what the verse says. Be not anxious, saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? And what shall I wear? Now listen, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he says, do not be anxious about these three things, what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. And I think it's interesting that he addressed these things with his Jewish followers. And then he goes on, it's really good if you'll listen to what the scripture has to say. It's very revolutionary. It teaches us. He says, open your eyes. I want to teach you something here. He says, for the Gentiles seek after these things. Now, so Jesus is talking to his Jewish followers. And there were two groups of people. There were the Jews and there were the Gentiles. And the Gentiles were everyone who was not a Jew. And the Gentiles in the scripture is known as the nation. So that's everyone that was not the Jewish followers. And there was this mindset. If you were a Gentile, you were just seeking after yourself because there were these foreign gods and foreign ways of thinking that all the Gentiles followed. But if you were going to go with Jesus, most of them at this time were Jews. The Gentiles had not yet come along. So all of these Jewish people are saying, Jesus, we're going to follow you. But he says, don't think like the Gentiles think. So it's more of a mindset than it was a group of people. The Gentiles thought, how am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to worry about my food and what I drink and what I eat? And he says, don't think like the Gentiles. Listen what he says. For the Gentiles seek after these things. Listen. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. So when I read that today and I'm underlining it, remember I taught you when you read scripture, read it slow, have a pen in your hand, circle words, underline phrases, see what he's saying here. Because he's saying the mindset of the Gentiles is going to be, how do I take care of myself? The mindset of the Jew is following after Jesus, saying, Jesus, you're going to take care of us. So he's making this distinction. You're going to either try to take care of yourself, are you going to let me take care of you? So that's the mindset of the scripture. He says, your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. Now listen, all you guys that are on right now, listen to me. Jesus knows what we need. He's trying to teach us. He said, look, I am aware you need these things. Listen to me. I created you. I know you need food. I know you need drink. I know you need clothing. I'm the one that clothed you in the garden. Remember, in the very beginning, I clothed you. So don't think that I'm unaware of what your needs are. You're going to have a mindset of either I'm going to take care of you or you're going to take care of you. Don't be anxious about these things. I've already made provision for you. And look, we live in a world, and that's how I started. We live in a twilight zone right now. I'm going down the streets and I'm seeing stores are closed. I'm having to buy stuff online, or maybe I can go to the grocery store, but some of the shelves are bare. And Jesus is taking us all the way back to the passage in Matthew with his disciples. He said, let me take care of you, Tammy. Do not be anxious. I promise you. I promise you I will take care of you. It's natural for us to seek our own needs, and that's that Gentile mindset. It's natural for us to say, what am I going to do? We're going to always go into panic mode, anxious mode, fear mode, anxiety mode. That's what we naturally do in our humanity. But he's teaching us a spiritual mindset, because listen what he goes on and he says, but seek ye first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And then all of these things that you're looking for, food, drink, clothing, everything you naturally need in your humanity, I will take care of it if you seek me first. So there's two things he's telling us in this passage in Matthew 6. If you seek me, you will find me and I will take care of you. Seek, that means look for. Look for both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Look for me. Seek me. Look for the kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So I want to talk to you about your provision right now. Where's your provision coming from? And listen, everything's shifting. We're going to talk and chat here in a moment. Things are probably going to go much more to an online type of world for us. I'm sure we're going to, you know, Amazon had already set the stage, and a lot of us were getting groceries delivered and we're buying things online. And so there was already a shift happening in our world. And it's probably going to be even more so now. I just read an article about things that definitely are going to be our new normal, and it's going to be much more social distancing. That's just going to be a new part. Mask, you know, whether, and I hope you guys, I love our group Be the Girl mask. How many of you guys, did you order yours? We're shipping those out. I think they went out yesterday. I know a big shipment went out yesterday. But they're saying the new normal will be that you'll be carrying masks with you. I mean, how weird. Whoever thought of that? but it's the new normal. It's our new. Things are going to be different for us. And that's what God was trying to tell the disciples all the way back in Matthew. He said, guys, if you just try to seek your own provisions, you're never going to depend on me. But if you seek me, and there's two things he said to seek the kingdom and seek my righteousness. Now let's talk about this. Seek the kingdom and seek my righteousness. And we've been doing this for several weeks with these videos. And I told you guys way back when we did the Lord's Prayer, he was saying it over and over and over again. Isn't it amazing how all of our talks and all the different scriptures seem to come back together where he kept saying to his disciples, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The prayer is seek kingdom, bring heaven, bring kingdom to earth. What I have here, I want you to bring to earth. So he's teaching us over and over and over again that he's got this under control, that we're his children. And then when we shift away from him, he's going to bring us back. He wants us to seek him. So those are the things he wants us to seek. There's two mindsets. Listen to me, guys. There's two mindsets. There's the mindset that I need to take care of me, or the mindset that God will take care of me. And listen to me, my friend, it's a shift. We have been so self-sufficient in the last several years. We've been so good at taking care of ourselves or figuring how to do it. We haven't needed God. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, keep them going. I'm loving the hearts. I'm loving the smiley faces and the thumbs up. That's your amen. You're in agreement with me that we had become so self-sufficient. And through this crisis, through this pause, through this COVID-19, through this fear, and it is a fear, and it's a legitimate fear. We have not seen it as bad here in Southern California, but we can just look at the media and look at the news. There is a legitimate fear out there, and be smart. I went on my walk today, and I'm starting to take my mask with me. There's signs now here in Anaheim saying that if you are out and you are an essential business, you need to have your mask with you. And I'm again going, did I just wake up in a twilight zone? I'm an alternate universe. No, it's my new normal. And God says, seek the kingdom, Tammy. I want you to war. I want you to pray. I want you to fast. I want you to read the word. I'm bringing a revival. I'm stirring up my children. I'm stirring up my church. I'm doing things different. I'm getting your attention. Yes, it's a new universe. It's God's universe. And he is bringing the attention of his children back to him. So what I want to encourage you to do is we pray today, and several of you have asked me to pray for you. And thank you so much. I know Valerie Bailey has asked me to pray for her friend. A couple of you have literally asked me to pray. Carla Ann asked me to pray. I know, Carla, we're still praying for your mother. Many of you have sent me prayer requests. And as all you guys are jumping on right here, Naomi, seek first the kingdom. Amen. Hello, Betsy. Good to have you. Can't wait to get my mask. I'm so excited. Abigail, so good to have you on. How do I buy the mask? Actually, you can get the mask at TammyHudsonPillar.com. It's on my website and I believe Women of Influence website. Rachel is on here and she will put the link that you can actually just go and get that mask and share those masks. Let me just give myself a little pause here to share with you guys. If you buy the mask and when you buy the mask, because you all want them, if you'll actually take a picture of yourself, let me get it the right way. Take a picture of yourself with the Be the Girl mask and then hashtag Be the Girl and then give us a sentence, Be the Girl That. And whatever you want to be the girl that stands for righteousness. Be the girl that does not bow to fear. Be the girl that believes. Be the girl that chooses faith over fear. Whatever, be the girl. And give us whatever you want that to say. Send it to us. You can do it right here on this Facebook page or on my Facebook page, Tammy Hudsonpillar. And we're going to start posting these. We want to start a whole movement, Be the Girl. Yeah, come on. I'm loving the hearts. I'm loving the smiley faces. So be the girl. This morning, it was so much fun on my walk. I had to laugh. Do you ever laugh at yourself? So I had my mask on and I thought, you know, there's multiple ways to use the mask. So I put it over my face. So it's a mask. There we go. And then I put it over my neck. It's a neck warmer. I had it around my ears. So it's a really cute, see, be the girl. And then I used it actually as a headband. It was around my ears. And it's a really cute little headband. Be the girl. So guys, there are a lot of ways, isn't this fun? There's a lot of ways you can use this mask. So I'm gonna encourage you guys, get the mask, use it as a face mask, as a neck warmer, and as a headband. Look how cute that is. Be the girl. Oh my gosh. All right, so get your mask and we'll get those out to you. So let's just, hey, as we go to pray right now, thank you guys. Hi, Hannah, good to have you on. Amen. The Lord's been speaking to me about seeking him and his kingdom all morning. Praise God. I love just the confirmation of God's spirit. Carla, thank you. Yes. Prayers are working. My mom is getting better. Praise God. Praise God. We've been praying for her. I put her name in the wall. I ordered mine, Leanne says. So guys, let's just get this movement going. Looking forward to get my mask, Laura said. So share them. Let's see you. And again, use it fun. Use it as a they really are cute as a headband. And be the girl. That's the most important thing. Be the girl. Be the girl. Be the girl that seeks first the kingdom of God. Be the girl that prays. Be the girl that believes. Be the girl. So join our Be the Girl movement. Now, I want us to go in prayer. And today what we're going to pray for is that we would learn how to seek kingdom. Thy kingdom come. And it would be a great exercise if you guys have time and you do have some time at home. Just research the word kingdom. Jesus taught so much about his kingdom. He is the king on the throne. He is King Jesus. You can read through Revelation. I've done a whole study in the throne room. You can check that out on my podcast where I teach you how to seek the kingdom of God. And he is on the throne and what that throne room looks like in Revelation 4. I walk you through that on my podcast. But move into that kingdom. Realize we are bringing the kingdom of God to earth. There is a revival coming. We have prayed for revival. And I believe God's moving in a powerful way. So pray for kingdom. And then, guys, pray for righteousness, that we would be a righteous land, that you would seek righteousness. That's right thinking, right acting, that you would be in aligned with the Spirit of God, that there would be a Holy Spirit movement over you. You know, every day that I walk, I just ask God that I would seek his kingdom, that his righteousness would fall on me, that I would be irresistibly attractive, that people would see supernatural things. I'm just going to go into prayer right now. Holy Spirit, I feel you moving right now as I'm at this wall and my sisters and brothers are on right now, Facebook and Instagram with us. In Jesus' name, we seek kingdom. We pray, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's already being done in heaven. Father, you teach us this passage in Matthew 6, Father, that we would not be anxious about what we eat or what we drink or what we wear. God, you tell us you will take care of us, but that we are to seek kingdom and that we are to seek righteousness. That, Father, we would follow after your ways. God, you're not in a hurry right now because you are moving in your children's lives. You're shaping us and molding us and making us after your own heart. God, you got to get the world out of us and get your spirit into us. Father, many of us have suppressed Holy Spirit in our life, and we pray that you would quicken alive Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we don't lose you, Holy Spirit, but we can suppress you, Holy Spirit. And so I pray right now during this time of isolation that we would awaken and quicken in our spirit, Holy Spirit. We would see you. We would move in the presence of the Holy Spirit, that we would spend time on our knees and on our face. We would read Revelation 4, and we would understand what that throne room is like, where all the elders and all the saints, Father, we bow down before you in Revelation 4. You are on your throne. You are King Jesus. We pray that kingdom come to earth. We pray your will be done in Jesus' name, that you are making us into the church and the bride without blemish that you desire for us to be. Father, I believe in a lot of ways this was of your making. God, I don't believe that the crisis or the disease is from you, but God, you use it. You are a good God, a good Father. And Father, you are using this crisis in our life to regulate us. Father, to give course correction, to stimulate, to move, to allow Holy Spirit to speak through us and in us and to us. So, Father, as we meditate on this passage, just as you spoke to your children, the disciples, they were your followers. We are your followers. We are your children. And you spoke and you told us, don't be so obsessed with the things of this world. God, we are so all about being on Instagram and being about ordering. I was thinking the other day, so many of us aren't ordering like we were. We're not ordering new clothes or fun things or our Amazon accounts are a little we're not spending the time on them like we were, because we're more concerned right now, Father, about spiritual things. And so, Father, I just pray that you would speak to us and move in a mighty, mighty way. You would download. Our time would be spent more on focusing on who you are and who you want to be in us and through us, that you would wake us up, not just as a nation, but globally as a world. We would see a revival in Jesus' name. You know what you're doing. So would we not seek the temporal things of the world, but we would seek you and your righteousness and your kingdom. So we pray now in Jesus' name. And I'm just praying right now, sisters, right now, brothers, as you're listening, would you agree with me? Speak it out loud wherever you are. Just say, Holy Spirit, kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it's already being done in heaven. We call kingdom to earth. We call that holy throne room to earth. We pray for righteousness in our land, righteousness in our land in Jesus' name. We pray together. We are unified where two or three are gathered. And there are many of us right now on this page, on this feed. We are agreeing together, Father. Just would you just move out of us any sinful thought, any wayward thought. God, we want to be your children. We want to be holy and acceptable in your sight. So, Father, would you teach us how to praise you in Jesus' name? I just want you to begin to prophesy over yourself. Today is the day that the new song Prophesy comes out, and I pray you've downloaded that, and you're beginning to sing. You're prophesying that these lungs would sing out. These lungs would prophesy. Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy over our nation, that we would be a godly people, that we would not be a rebellious or angry or divisive people, that we would be a people unified, believing, God, for a supernatural work, a holy revival in our day, in our land, in our time, that as we wait in 2020, that you would do a work we would not believe if told, that we would agree with the prophet Habakkuk, and we would wonder and be astounded. God, you have us in the wait for a reason, and we receive the wait. We sit with patience. Most of us, Father, can't sit for 5 minutes. And I pray you would teach us how to sit patiently. We would wait for the presence of the Holy Spirit, of the living God, to move and shake and have your being. Oh, God, you're doing a day. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Teach us how to act with wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. We've asked for insight. Father, give us insight to know what to do. God, we also are living in a day, an unprecedented day, where our government is trying to take control in a lot of ways that I feel is not healthy and good. So teach us. I posted something on my Instagram and Facebook today, and it's really just showing how we as a nation are struggling both economically and with our liberal right, our rights as a nation. And I pray that you would teach us how to have discernment, what to do and where to go. Where do we obey the law and where do we listen to you? God, there's a shift happening right now in our government. Teach us to know what to do. A lot of our rights are being taken from us, Father. And so teach us. We have to know where to go and what to do, how to speak out and speak up, and yet do it with balance of being obedient, but not succumbing to a pressure over us that is not of you. God, we're moving into uncharted waters as a nation. So teach us what to do, where to go, what to say. Again, give us insight, wisdom, and revelation. Hey guys, we've been praying this for the last several weeks together. Give us insight, wisdom, and revelation. I don't want to be stupid. I want to be smart. I want to listen to my city and my government officials. We're not coming to church. We're not gathering. We're wearing masks. We're being smart. But what's this going to lead to? We got to be smart, and only Holy Spirit can give us that wisdom on what to do. I want you to make sure you tune in on Sunday. Pastor Phil's going to bring a powerful message, and he's going to talk about the government and some of our rights and what we need to do. We're just living in crazy times. I started this whole talk about we are living in the twilight zone, and we've got to be smart. Don't feel suppressed. Have wisdom. Read the Word of God. Let Holy Spirit speak to you, and we're going to move together in what God's doing. So God, I just pray that, again, as we close here, God, that you would give us wisdom, insight, and revelation, and you would teach us what to do. We'd have smart leaders. We'd have spiritual leaders that we can get behind and would help us. So I thank you guys for joining us. I'm so excited. I want to remind you guys, I'm so excited here that we're going to be transitioning now next week to Tuesday and Thursday TAM Talks. So I'm going to invite you to join me for just some honest conversation and some prayer time. I believe that Rachel's going to put that link in our feed right now. We're going to move over from Women of Influence Facebook to my Facebook because I have a lot of men who have asked if they can join this time. So we're going to move from Tuesday and Thursdays at noon on TAM Talks on my Facebook and Instagram page. And I'm going to ask you guys to begin to say, what are some things you'd like to talk about? It's going to just be honest conversation and prayer time here at the wall. We're going to do more dialoguing, and I feel we need to do this because just as I ended our prayer time, we're living in some crazy times, and I feel in a lot of ways, guys, our government is set up to start to control us and dictate our church. When we could meet, the New Jersey governor has come out and just said he doesn't think churches or mass gatherings will open for the rest of the year. Where's that coming from? Where's it coming from that a mayor can say churches can't open? And guys, we've got to look. We've begun talking to getting legal advice here at our church and what do we need to do? Because we want to be smart. We love our city. We are a major player here in our city in Anaheim and with feeding the homeless and helping. So we want to be a good business, a good small business. We want to do what our city tells us to do. But we're going to get honest about some of this talk. Because if we're talking, we can't assemble for a year, through the end of 2020. And so, hey, I don't have answers. I don't have all the answers. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to research and I'm going to seek out good counsel. And I want to bring some good information to you. So join me for TAM Talks on Tuesday and Thursday at noon on my Facebook page, my Instagram page. And let's, hey, I don't want it to get heated. I'm not looking for trouble. But I want us to be able to talk honestly about what's going on. Because listen, we can't continue to just blindly move forward. We have to have wisdom, insight, and revelation on what God wants us to do through this season. Amen. So, hey, what are you guys thinking right now? I'd love to know what you're saying. So, Irene, you're saying, yes, I believe same thing. Wisdom, insight, and revelation. Amen. Laura, yes, thanks so much. And honestly, I think the thing that hit me yesterday was when that New Jersey governor said that. And he was waffling. It's like, he was saying one thing and then saying another thing. And yet, you can get alcohol. And you can get drugs, but you can't go out and in Minnesota, we just talked to our friend, he can't go out and get seeds for his garden, but he can go out and get alcohol. Do you see why I call this Twilight Zone? It doesn't make sense what stores are open. It doesn't make sense why I can go somewhere, but I can't go somewhere else. So we're just going to move into some honest dialogue starting Tuesday at noon on my Facebook page. So, it's controversial. I understand that. I understand that. I don't want to take some heat, but I want to get the dialogue started. And I want us to know how to pray and to be honest about prayer. That's why I'm going to have the covering of the prayer wall behind me, and we're going to spend some time in prayer. So I love you guys so much. I'm going to ask you to share this because it's going to get good. It's going to get good. I love you guys so much. So anything else, any of you want to say really quickly, just throw it up real quick on the chat. I'd love to hear from you. And again, hey, Valerie, let's walk in the light. Amen, amen, amen. I'm in agreement with what you're saying. Amen, Pauline, yes. We need to open the churches. Yeah, even if we have to be 6 feet apart. You know, we have to do something. So we have to follow the government, and we have to listen, but we have to be smart. Because I don't know if I can do this through the end of the year. I need my peeps. I need to do church with you people. I love you people, and I want to be with you. Rachel, if you'll just make sure I know that you're on with Women of Influence, if you'll put that link for my Facebook page, and you guys be sure you get your mask and be praying. Join us Facebook Live with Influence Church. Thank you guys so much for all the hearts and all. Just love you guys so much. And you guys, it's so cool. Let me just say this. You guys have become a family. A lot of you guys are becoming really close friends on this feed, and you're responding to one another and praying for one another. And in this day of virtual community, We have to make sure that we are loving each other and communicating with one another virtually like this, and offline. You can do it by obviously your own Facebook pages and texting one another, but we will not let the enemy take us out. We are stronger than ever as a church. The platforms here at Influence Church is amazing what we're doing here, and the message of the gospel is getting out like it never has before. So I love you. Hey, Lisa, my friend, I love you so much. In the name of Jesus, platforms come through the country. Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Arlene, amen. Open up the churches again. Amen, amen. Walk in truth, Valerie says. Naira, thank you so much. Amen. I'm just trying to say hi to a lot of you guys. I love you so much for being here. We need each other. Naomi, amen. All right, guys, I love you. I love you. Hey, do something fun. Make it a fun Friday. Pastor Phil and I have started playing Crazy Eights. You know, the card game. I used to play that with my mom when I was a kid. So we're playing Crazy Eights. He made me an omelet for breakfast this morning. We're going for walks, getting to know our neighbors. Just put a puzzle together. Get out, make sure. I think you guys know that the donations for the empowerment program are Sunday through Thursday, and make sure you're dropping those off. We need to continue to feed the homeless here in Orange County, and definitely working with the Boys and Girls Club, Grandma's House. Love you guys. Make it a fun day. You are my peeps. I love ya. I'll see ya soon. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Tuesday at noon. Share the news. Love ya. Bye.